Welcome back to the Below Average Joe's MMA Show. Today's episode, much, much shorter and concise than that of which the last two episodes have been in regards to UFC 299. We're on the come down. We're heading back to the apex for a top 10 headlining bout between number 9 ranked heavyweight in the world, Tai Tuivasa, and the number 10 ranked Marcin Tybura. We'll talk about their matchup and what's at stake in that fight, alongside some of the other quick hitters from the main card and prelims. No news this week. It's getting kind of slow as we're just a few weeks away now from UFC 300. So we're just going to go over this Apex card, and it starts with the heavyweights right now. The last time Tai Tuivasa was on a three-fight losing streak in the UFC, he went on to rally off five straight victories. Well, here he is at UFC Vegas 88 in the main event slot against Marcin Tybura, and he's coming in on a three-fight skid. Will this be the start of another title contention run for Bam Bam? It's hard to believe it'll be 7 years come November since Tai Tuivasa entered the UFC. Way back in 2017, he started his UFC tenure with two straight knockouts and a decision victory over Andrei Arlovsky. That earned him a jump into relatively deep waters at the time. In 2018, he lost to Junior Dos Santos and what sent him on a three-fight losing streak spiral, followed by losses to Blagoy Ivanov and Sergey Spivak. And then after a one-year layoff between October 2019 and October 2020, he would start a five-fight win streak, a five-fight knockout streak where we didn't see a fight go longer than a minute and 40 into the second round. He capped that win streak off with two knockouts over Augusto Sakai, a ranked opponent, and a top 10 at the time, Derek Lewis. That immediately catapulted Tai Tuivasa into what was essentially a title eliminator fight with Ciryl Gane in Paris in September of 2022. After having moments in that fight where Tai Tuivasa nearly knocked out the unbeatable, on the feet at least, Ciryl Gane, he did inevitably get defeated by TKO in the third round, and we would see Gane go on just 6 months later to fight for the heavyweight championship against John Jones in March of 2023. So had Tai Tuivasa ended up winning that fight, finishing that knockdown sequence that he had, he would have been the guy fighting John Jones for the title. Isn't that just mind-blowing to think of that matchup in your head? And I don't even mean that in a bad way. It's just the simple statures of the two guys, the differences in their physiques and their skill sets, the way in which they approach fights. What a fight that would have been last March. But that's not what we got. And instead, Ciryl Gane started what is now a three-fight losing streak again for Tai Tuivasa. This time the competition much steeper. It was against Ciryl Gane, who's been an interim champion, fought for the undisputed title two times. He then went on to get knocked out by Sergey Pavlovich, who just in November fought Tom Aspinall, for the interim championship, where he would lose. And the third loss would come in September of last year in a submission via Ezekiel choke to Alexander Volkov. So this is his first fight back since September of 2023. A little bit of a layoff for Bam Bam here, but he needs a bounce back in a big way. Unfortunately, it may not come as easy because Marcin Tybura has been there and done that with pretty much everyone in the heavyweight division. At 38 years old, Marcin Tybura is still in a relatively, if not the best spot of his career, if you want to go back down the list here. He has won 7 of his last 9 fights. The only two losses were to Tom Aspinall last July, in which earned Tom Aspinall the right to fight for the interim belt in November, and the other loss was to Alexander Volkov in October of 2021. Outside of that, he's been beating everyone, and for the most part, relatively easy. He may not be the most exciting heavyweight in the world to watch, like Tai Tuivasa can have the claim to throw his name for that discussion. Of those 7 wins, only 2 are by knockout to Walt Harris and Greg Hardy. However, there are still solid wins throughout this win streak. Sergey Spivak, Blagoy Ivanov, Alexander Romanov. He kind of shut down the hype that was behind Romanov at the time back in 2022. So none that are extremely big names in the heavyweight division. The two biggest names of that stretch are the two losses that he had, Aspinall and Volkov. So can he right the ship here, bounce back from his loss last July, and defeat Tai Tuivasa? I look for this to be a relatively simple fight in terms of the X's and O's too, because Tai has shown to use grappling to his advantage in a lot of these victories. And if he can't get Tai Tuivasa down, he could be in danger. Five of his eight losses, Tibura that is, have been by knockout, including the most recent one to Tom Aspinall. And if you just go to Tai Tuivasa's last loss, what happened? He gets taken down and he gets submitted by someone that is not known whatsoever for getting submission finishes. He was dominant on the ground. Tai Tuivasa had no way of getting up, and that was against Alexander Volkov, someone who I would imagine wouldn't be as heavy as Marcin Tybura, and definitely not as experienced and well-versed in the grappling exchanges. Those other two losses are via crazy knockout, which I don't see Marcin Tybura just coming in and fighting Tai the way that Sergey Pavlovich did, and of course he's nowhere near the technical striker that Ciryl Gane is en route to the beautiful finish that he had. So if Tai can defend takedowns, I think he can get Marcin out of there relatively quickly. However, if Tybura gets Tai down, I think he can get Tuivasa out of there quickly with ground and pound strikes and or a submission. He does have six submissions to his name and nine KO TKOs, a lot of those coming with the ground and pound versions of Marcin Tybura. At the end of the day, it's number 9 versus number 10. It's a battle to remain relevant within the upper echelon of the heavyweight division. And really, if you want to truly break down the upper echelon, it may start at number 5, Curtis Blaydes, and go up to the champion, John Jones. But being top 10 and top 15, regardless, is a milestone in itself in the UFC. These two guys fighting to not put together a losing streak if you're Tybura, and to not continue adding on to your losing streak if you are Tai Tuivasa. I look for a finish. I look for it relatively quickly. Both guys looking to make statements. Both guys looking to bounce back, hold their spot within the top 10, remain prominent in the heavyweight division. And now we'll get into some other quick hitters throughout the main card in prelims. Again, it's an Apex fight night. It's not the most stacked or deepest card, so let's just hit them all together, shall we? Brian Battle has started out his UFC career 5-1, with the only loss coming to Hinat Fakhretdinov back in December of 2022. Outside of that, he has looked damn good. Four of those five wins are by finish, and two of them are with nasty knockouts. The first one was a head kick to Takashi Sato, and he had a brutal one-punch finish in his home state against Gabe Green that lasted a whopping 14 seconds. He's fighting Dana White Contender Series alum Ange Losa, who lost to Jack Della Maddalena in their amazing DWCS fight back in 2021. If you haven't seen that scrap, go back and watch it. Losa would earn his way into the UFC, however. He's 2-1, the only loss coming to Munir Laziz, and he's won two straight fights by decision against AJ Fletcher and Reese McKee. That most recent one was in September of 2023. Brian Battle is the favorite coming to this fight, and rightfully so. I don't necessarily see it being as easy as some of these other great finishes that he's had, but for all I know, he could do it again. Pooh Bear, as he was once called. I'm seeing the Butcher right now on SureDog. If he switched names, it makes me a little bit sad. I think Pooh Bear was pretty elite, if you ask me, in the world of nicknames. But the Ultimate Fighter winner, Brian Battle, will look to make it 6 out of 7 in the UFC and put his name one step closer to the welterweight rankings. We have a fight that a lot of people are talking about in the community this week between Christian Rodriguez and Isaac Dalgarian. Christian Rodriguez has taken two straight perfect records away. He played spoiler to Raul Rosas Jr. and Cameron Simon back-to-back, April of last year and in October of last year. He now takes on the 6-0 Isaac Dalgarian. Can it be three straight massive upsets for the underdog, Christian Rodriguez? Hey, for what it's worth, the women's bantamweight division, it's kind of moving. We had the title fight in January. This fight card, we're getting four top 15 fighters squaring off. We have number 6, Pani Kianzad, versus number 10, Macy Chasson. And lower in the prelims, number 13, Josiane Nunes, versus number 14, Chelsea Chandler. movement is movement at the end of the day. That is what 135 desperately needs, is for the fighters to fight and for people to move throughout the rankings, for people to get closer to title contention. Gerald Meerschaert and Brian Barberena are going to battle on this card. Two veterans, a longtime veterans at that, for the UFC. There's a fun strawweight scrap in the second fight of the night between Jacqueline Amorim and Corey McKenna, two prospects on the outside looking in at 115 pounds. So there are fun scraps on the card for sure. It's anything's going to look bad, quote unquote, when you're coming off of UFC 299 last week. So I feel for all the people fighting on this weekend's card. But hey, we've got 13 fights on the ballot. Let's have some fun this weekend. UFC Vegas 88 at the Apex. And there it is. That's all she wrote for today's episode. Very short, very concise. It's simple. There's not a lot of news. There's no fight announcements in the world of MMA. This is the card we got, UFC Vegas 88. Give me all your thoughts. Give me your predictions and interact with the community as well on social media at the BAJ MMA. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and follow along if you aren't already on your favorite audio listening platform, and drop a rating as it helps the show grow. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the fights, and I'll catch you on Monday.